When you heard about the former mall being transformed into this window of the world, Kaiser, what did that mean to you?
Just even on the ideas that they were given, it's like broader horizon to the area, you know, making it more, you know, more people friendly for everybody versus what it's been over the years. So their plans for it is pretty dope. So that's what it kind of meant to me, with just more diverse group of people coming in and out of there shopping.
Yeah, what did you think, Nick? Was it the same kind of idea you had when you heard this? This is kind of the idea, the theme?
Yeah, similar to what Quasar was saying. Early in the project brief, they were like, you know, hey, this is a extremely diverse area of Indianapolis. I can't remember the exact statistics, but it was like, this is one of the areas where there's the most diverse people around this, you know, square section of mileage. And I thought that was cool, too. But I also like my artwork to apply to all different types of people and be accessible to all different types of people. So, you know, regardless of your background, your religion or what have you, I hope my art is accessible. And so Window to the World to me really embodied a sense of openness and welcoming people from all different walks of life. And I thought that was cool. So I chose kind of a wide array of colors to kind of complement that.
What will visitors or, you know, whoever might be going by actually see? Can you explain to us, for the listening audience, what that might look like?
Well, if you're driving along Lafayette Road and you look kind of towards the property, you're going to see, you know, the really large W logo for Window to the World. It's kind of painted front and center within the mural, and the mural is basically exploding from within the logo. So I wanted these like sharp shapes to extend out beyond the building and sort of connect these large, huge buildings that the mall used to be, because it is a huge place. So with these murals, they were kind of hoping, you know, these are going to be, I guess, landmarks, you could say, that can identify, hey, we're over by, you know, this big geometric mural, or, okay, we're over by the mural of the world, that's Quasar. So it provides a sense of place, and I think that's really important in murals, that it's not just you park your car and walk into a mall. You're parking next to a destination, so I think that's super important.
Well, I can paint by numbers.
Almost the same thing.
Yeah, if I had like an outline, then it would be easier. What do you hope that the public takes from this and sees your work? What do you want them to think or feel about it?
For me, it's bigger than me. I want the reaction to the work to bring more work, not just to me, but to everybody, you know, showing that, you know, art really, the colors and it really controls the space. Like, I go to certain cities and there's mural work everywhere, and it's like the vibrancy of the area. They have like little coffee shops around, and you sitting outside and there's artwork around. I'm like, this is dope. So I'm hoping the city and I feel the city's moving in that direction very fast, to be honest. So I want freedom for the artists. Like, not nothing crazy, but kind of let us go, and you'll get a very nice outcome.
Where can we see other artworks that you have?
I mean,
he's everywhere. He's everywhere.
I would say the same about you, Quasar. You've been crushing it, man. I just drive around the city and just keep a curious eye.
Best way to probably find it is probably through the Instagrams to get
a
location
Instagram.
Of where they are. I don't know.
Okay. How can we find you on Instagram?
Yeah, just at Nick Abstract.
Okay. Mine's just at Quasar Martin, Kwazar Martin.
Local artists Quasar Martin and Nick Abstract, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.